Welcome to WEIRD, Weird Weekly News Channel. We are sponsored by the Boy Love News Channel and ATN, and we thank him and the channel for sponsoring this special news show. Of course, it is July the 25th, 2016. Before we start today's news, we do want to congratulate today is Carson Luders' birthday. He is 15 today. Congratulations, Carson. Carson is one of the boy singers that have made it big time on YouTube. I think he is also amongst those that are in the Boys of Summer Tour across the United States as the young boy singers from YouTube celebrate this summer, bringing a lot of joy across the United States this year in their musical talent. So congratulations, Carson. Happy birthday. Being 15. 15 is a great age for a youthful singer. Thought we'd start out with some good news because you know how it is. Basically, it's a lot of bad news during the week. Moving on. Family mourns a 14-year-old boy that was killed in the Fort Myers Club shooting. And this happened just a couple of days ago. There was a shooting in a club of young people in Fort Myers, Florida. The sound of a mother's grief occasionally broke the silence as mourners gathered at her home along the 2200 block of Jackson Street Monday morning. Hours earlier, Sean Archeles, 14, was shot and killed outside the club in Fort Myers as revelers were leaving a teen night event around 12:30 a.m. It's an awful thing to hear. There was a bunch of young people that were shot and killed that night as they were leaving the nightclub, which was set up simply for teenagers to get out, to enjoy themselves, to have a good time on the town in somewhat of a safe environment. And yet someone thought that was not going to happen. They wanted to destroy that atmosphere early in the morning. So they shot and killed many of the young people. I think the youngest that was shot and killed was 12 years old. A 12-year-old being shot that early. The young people were from 8th graders from a local exceptional school, and this was kicking off the end of their school year. Some of the friends were shot of this young man, and they had an event scheduled for it on Monday, just the mourners to get together and for them to be there for each other. So we want to keep them in their prayers. We keep you aware of what's going on across the world with so many of the sad news stories that do affect young people, especially the boys around the world. We do mention those to you so that you're aware. And being, it's sad that we bring it, but we know you need to be aware of what's going on in our world. And this starts out our news this week. Sadly, we have to mention those, but you know, we do have some sad news, but we also have good news as well. Moving on in the next news story. Feds to prosecutor's son helped run a massive child porn site. The son of the Butler County prosecutor, he was running one of the largest, most sophisticated, members-only child pornography sites in existence. And they have got him. They've got him under prosecution. He's the 36-year-old son of the Butler County prosecutor, Mike Grimser. And they sentenced him Friday in federal court in Illinois to life in prison plus 50 years. The documents filed outline how this young man had a role in this online bulletin board that federal prosecutors said was dedicated to the advertisement and distribution of child pornography and catered to child pornography producers who actively abuse children. The site had nearly 30,000 members. So you know who they're going to be going after now will be all the membership of this particular site. You know, it's a sad state of affairs. There are websites out there that are dedicated to the bad seed, the bad side of those of us who do care about young people. They're out there looking just for the most, the base and awful side of this world. So therefore, the websites that are out there that are not involved in that, but are involved in the positive end, that talk about being in with interrelationships, being there to help young people, not to hurt them, those are considered and lumped in with these sites that are out there that enjoy hate, hurting, pain, you know, just the acts that we abhor You know, there's not a boy lover that I know that wants to look at or would enjoy knowing anything about a young person getting hurt. That's not an exciting thing for us. And therefore, to lump us all into that, it's a sad, sad thing that those people are out there. I still feel bad that a person's going to have to spend so many years in prison. He'll never get out. One of the most damaging things about our world nowadays. This online site was on a network called the Tor Network, and many of the users know about this. So please remember, gentlemen, no matter what you do, you must be careful because people are out there to destroy us every day. Therefore, keep yourself clean. Remember what we do and what we say. It means so much, no matter where you are. And this is part of why we do Weird Weekly News, to tell you about the good and the bad things that are going on worldwide. Moving on in our news story today, there was an off-duty police officer, a police sergeant in Chicago, but she had training as a lifeguard, and it helped her save a boy from pool over this past weekend. She said, "I didn't have time to think. Instinct. I just," he said, "instinctively, I just reacted." Guerrera was a graduate, was at a graduation party at her cousin's house on Stephen Chase Parkway in Orlando Park around 6 p.m. Saturday when a child ran up to the table and said a boy about 12 or 13 was at the bottom of an in-ground backyard pool. She dove into the pool and pulled the boy out while another attendee called 911. Then she performed CPR on the boy, who was not breathing and did not have a pulse, until he began to breathe again. By the time the paramedics have arrived, about 4.5 minutes later, the boy had regained consciousness and was breathing on his own. This officer is a wonderful example of people that do care about young people, that's willing to sacrifice their own lives to jump in and save a young person, to prevent them from dying, but also to be there, that didn't care about their own safety. They were willing to risk their own life to provide safety and care for a young person. I congratulate, and I know you do as well, Sergeant Guerrera, for going out of her way to jump in when the boy desperately needed help. How many of us would have been willing to do the same? Moving on in weird news, we do want to thank you for joining us. If you ever have an article or something you would like us to talk about, please just drop us a line. You'll see our information there on the wiki site. It'll tell you exactly where to email us and let us know if you're interested, and we will be glad to do so. Many of us out there have Netflix, and if you do have Netflix, there's a very interesting show going on at the moment. It's called Stranger Things. Stranger Things. The three main characters are some boys, and one of the fun things about this is that it's almost, I would say it's a between, let's see, the two different types of stories back when young people were out wandering around, looking for the mysteries that are in the town, trying to find something unusual. Erie, Indiana comes to mind. That was quite an interesting show many, many years ago. I don't know if you guys remember that, but I enjoyed it. And Stand By Me, the characters in that movie. Then they go off and they're trying to solve a riddle. And this is essentially the same thing, but it's a weekly program going on Netflix. It's Stranger Things. They're already up to episode 5. And it's called The Duffer Brothers, and it's a wonderful show. If you have a chance to, it's on Netflix. Take your time, take the time to sit down and watch it. It does have a sci-fi type feature to it, a little bit of extraordinary creatures, not exactly sure what's going on, kind of like The Fog, if you remember the Fog from Stephen King era, or E.T. Things of that same type of project, or if you also remember the books, the Goosebumps series. It's the exact same type of show. I think you will enjoy it, as the main characters, quite nice to watch, and they do a really good job of acting, and I think you will get a kick out of that if you take the time out. And that is on Netflix right now. The show is called Stranger Things, which fits us. Fits me, that's for dadgum sure. If you know anything about me, it certainly does. Moving on in films, there's another movie that has just come out called Captain Fantastic with a man by the name of Viggo Mortensen. You can remember Viggo Mortensen was the king in the Lord of the Rings series. Well, he actually travels along with six children, and he raises them off the grid, as it would be. It's basically about the times that are spent with him and how he takes the young people off the grid to just not worry about what's going on TV or news. They just have a good time together, almost like growing up back in the Grizzly Adam days. They live in a log cabin, or they live on the road. Whatever they eat, that's what they grow or what they have together. And he grows so close with the young people. A couple of really nice-looking young men in it, young boys, I should say. Very cute. If you get the chance to, the movie is out now. It's a very, very good movie. It's very highly recommended. And it's called Captain Fantastic with Viggo Mortensen. I think you'd be very impressed if you get a chance to see it. It has high ratings. I thought one of the most humorous things about it is towards the end of the movie, where the oldest of the boys says, "You know, Dad, you never even let me know what Star Trek was." He thought, "Yeah, I never was able to experience what the other young people know a lot about, because I grew up off the grid." Off the grid being, you know, you didn't have any interaction with those type of things. An interesting movie if you get a chance to look at. That is, again, called Captain Fantastic. Now, moving on with Weird Weekly News. A sad story is about the sister of a boy that was beheaded. The boy was beheaded by Syrian rebels, and it's actually a terrible thing that this boy is 12 years old. These rebels thought he was helping another group, and therefore they beheaded this child. It's 7 years of age, and his sister posted on Facebook that the information about the boy, and that, you know, he was just a child. He wasn't for one side or the other, and yet this awful thing going on over in Syria, it's devastating not only adults but children as well. To me, that's, I just can't fathom it, and I don't think any of our listeners can as well, is how somebody at 12 years of age, how anyone can think it was okay to behead a child. I just, that's beyond me, beyond my capability of understanding. And I'm certain it is with our listeners as well. One of the sad things in this world is there is a group of people that see no love of life, of other people. If you don't agree with them, they have no qualms about ending your life. What a sad state of affairs we are in. There's not enough love in this world, and I certainly wish there was. So this is a story about that young man that just recently had been beheaded by Syrian rebels. I don't like to do bad news stories, but these are things that we do have to recognize. They are going on in our world around us. One of the most odd things. Now, moving on, in weird news, there's a boy in South Africa. You know, boys have what they call man's best friend. As you grow up, they may be a variety of different types of friends as a young person you may have had, whether it be a hamster or a kitten or a dog or even some of the more strange things I've seen. Many times on Facebook, you'll come across various types of animals, everything from chimpanzees to ducks to geese, just a variety of things that that the young men have found that's their pet, or that's their young friend that they're very careful with, they love and they care about. Well, this young boy, actually his friend that follows him along is a stingray. Can you believe? A stingray. Stingrays are typically, they're not aggressive, but they've earned that that name because of having a poisonous, venomous stinger, which they use when they feel threatened or their lives feels threatened. They can hammer you with that stinger. I think if you remember not too many years ago, that's how Steve Irwin lost his life. The crocodile hunter was from swimming around with a stingray when it caught him right in the chest. And actually ended up killing him. But this stingray will go to the docks when that boy is there, and they play together. The kid gets a kick out of it. And this stingray is huge. It's not a very small one. This thing is enormous, and yet it likes the boy to be there. I guess it's just one of those things. It reminds me, not quite as unique of a story like Free Willy, where the kid's there with a killer whale, but a stingray that a boy gets to interact with. It has been, the video's been on Facebook for a while. You may come across it from time to time, but it's a good story, and I do like to have some good stories on our Weird Weekly News. I hope you look forward to those as well. Moving along, let's get into our next story on Weird Weekly News. There was a 10-year-old boy whose mother had sent out about 21 invitations to his birthday party earlier this month, but nobody showed up. She said a few days later, 2 days later actually, the doorbell rang, and a group of state troopers stopped by and said, "Hey, we brought cake. They came to my birthday party and gave me things. Can you believe it?" The little boy cried. He said, "I cried a bit of it because they did this for me." What a wonderful thing for a group of state troopers to do for a 10-year-old boy who no one showed up at his regular birthday party. The mother had later said she had written out to his son's friends, and yet one of them was sick, and the others were not just able to make the birthday, and how much it affected her son. She'd written this information on Facebook, and some of the state troopers had seen this and decided to get together and to throw the boy a surprise birthday party for him, let him get into the police cars, and just enjoying himself. What an absolutely wonderful thing to do for a group of state troopers. I think we should thank each and every one of them for surprising this young man and making his birthday a special event. That's something I wish we could do, gentlemen, in each and every day of our lives, to make a special day for a young person, no matter what's going on, and allow them to know that we do care about them. The young boy just did not know what to say. In fact, if you'd seen the pictures of him, you see he's in awe of the men and what they've done and how they came out to celebrate his birthday. What a very, very nice thing to add to this Weird Weekly News. We appreciate you joining us. And moving on to my editorial for this week. You know, each week we're going to be visiting several different things, lots of different news stories. There's so many bad things that do go on in this world. So let's try to turn things to a bad thing, from a bad thing to a good thing. As I'd said earlier in the news show, there are sites out there that are typically nasty. They're just, they're pornography directed. They're pornographic in their message. They're out there to bring us down to our very base. And yet there are some websites out there that as BL oriented, but they're to the positive end. We ask you to support those, especially sites like BoyWiki and many others that are out there. These sites actually do go for the positive end of being a BL. You know, we find it's easy for people to criticize us when they see this 1% bring us down and make us look like the most awful people in the world. That's a terrible thing to do. But yet there are positive sites. There are sites that are out there where people are getting uplifted every day. I know I've talked to many men over the last few years that have come from the attitude that I thought I was the only person in the world that felt like I did. And now, because I see there are many, many others, I don't feel alone. That's what these websites should be there for. They should be there as a support, first and foremost. They should be there as a place for us to share our hopes, our dreams, all the things that are going on with us, whether we're sick, whether we're well, whether we care about each other. As a group of young men, a group of older men, as BLs, we can do so much for each other if we take the time to do so. So let's do that. Let's seek out that and make a difference in a day's life. Thank you for joining us this week. Hope you've had a great day and look forward to talking to you again on Weird News. We'll be right back.